bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Victoria's first ever female CEO for Freemasons Victoria, Jane Sydenham Clark. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, Tess. Hey, Mecca and Amy.
Hello.
Now, some of us, particularly the more mature male members of society, might think, how is a woman the CEO of the Freemasons? You're not actually the CEO of the Freemasons Lodge. You're of another part of the Freemasons, aren't you? Because that wouldn't work.
Well, it's interesting, Mecca, because I am actually Chief Executive of Freemasons Victoria,
okay,
which does oversee the lodge networks and the 10,000 or so members of Freemasons Victoria here in this state. And it's a really incredible decision and a great honour. I'm a daughter of a very proud Freemason, and I remember, you know, my dad sort of going off, you know, every week, you know, in the evening, you know, in his
suit,
and coming home with a, you know, sense of pride and dignity and actually a bit happier from having spent the evening with his brothers. And, you know, I'm actually very honoured to be given this opportunity and to, I guess, work with the leadership to bring Freemasons Victoria into, you know, 2016 and to head towards 2020.
Well, I happily stand corrected now. I know what your role is, and I think it's a really interesting role and very significant that the organisation has appointed a woman.
I think it's fantastic. So congratulations to FMV for making this appointment. So, but Jane, I actually don't quite understand how you're going to do your job. If you can't attend a lodge meeting, how do you then have insights into the machinations, the culture, the values, the discussion, the issues that emerge in those lodge environments?
Well, you're right. Clearly, I'm not a man, but I do bring 360-degree, you know, perspectives from my pivotal relationships with my father that I've just mentioned, but also my husband and my son and my brother and my dear friends. And, you know, the formal lodge ritual component is just a small part of Freemasonry here in this state. I have been really heartened by the conversations that I've had along this journey, and I might also add that I haven't actually got my feet under the desk as yet. So,
I understand.
You know, please bear with me. But I've been really heartened by the transparency with which I have been able to, you know, connect with the experience of being a Freemason. If you go onto the web and you know look at YouTube, you know, the rituals are there, you know, in their glory, are able to be viewed, you know, the secrets. Anything I've asked has not been withheld. You know, I have actually found a real sense of transparency and open arms embracing me to come and to bring, you know, my skills, my background to the organisation today and to help them to become relevant to today. You're right, although we do have 10,000 members, you know, they are an ageing community, and, you know, my challenge will be to actually make the organisation and the lodge a relevant concept.
But surely, Jane,
how
can you engage with a men's-only environment that doesn't allow women to participate?
Well, to be fair, we all do when we engage with the patriarchy every day. Am I right, Jane?
Hear, Amy. And
we're very accustomed to this process.
Absolutely. And I tell you, Tassimaka, I've not been, you know, closed out of any conversation. Any questions I've asked, any access to documentation, to policies, procedures. In fact, this Tuesday night I've been invited to lodge out in the eastern suburbs, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, engaging with the men there. And that I don't participate in the small component, which is the formal ritual, is actually not a problem to me.
Yeah.
That I can engage with these men, you know, around the table on the real issues that they see for today's man, you know, how they think we can be relevant to today, and also to learn about the practice. And you know, my observation of the ritual is about the underpinning values of the organisation, which I actually don't think we can, you know, really dispute too much. It's, you know, it is about integrity. You know, it is about, you know, a sense of, you know, giving back. It's about, you know, compassion and caring. You know, these are universal values that I think, you know, we can all feel, you know, very proud to be connected with.
One of the challenges, Jane, obviously, is an ageing membership, and both Tass and I know a relatively young member of the Freemasons, and certainly in my family.
I don't think he's quite 40 yet, is he, Mac?
No, but and been a member for a very long time. Certainly in my family, the Freemasons were not a popular force. But I think people have a lot of preconceived ideas. And what is the, you know, the one thing, you know, the rituals, you know, and the fact that they're sharing some of this with you, I think people have and not myself, I understand what the Freemasons are about better than most, but perhaps people have a real misconception about what the Freemasons are about. How are you going to change, or do you agree that people have some pretty strange opinions about what the Freemasons are about, and how do you go about changing them?
Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, the perception of mystery and the perception of secrecy, you know, has, you know, cultivated some strange perceptions. But we would all surely understand that, you know, our world is filled with misconceptions, and, you know, my challenge will be to actually set the record straight with regard to Freemasons. And my observation and my experience and the men that I have engaged with to date, have absolutely emulated to me that this is an organisation about good men supporting each other, their families and the community, and helping each other to be better men. You know, these are men, and if you look on freemasonsvic.net.au, you see several young men, probably, you know, similar, you know, age to your colleague, saying that, you know, the camaraderie is what is so important to them, the sense of being able to connect, to come together with their friends in a supportive environment, and to actually be able to deal with the issues for today's men, you know, around relationship management, stress management, you know, how to be a good father, how to be a good partner, you know, anger management, you know, anxiety, depression, suicide. You know, these are issues that...
they're very current, know, and they're very important issues, Jane. I absolutely agree. And I think full marks for actually wishing to embrace some of those issues and take it on.
And there's not many places where men come together and speak candidly that in society, are there?
No. Jane...
And I think if I can just say to that, it is that sense of being able to come together for the friendship, for the support, you know, to actually have trusted relationships and to find mentorship, you know, where those sorts of issues can be dealt with. I think you're really right, Amy. You know, I think, you know, now I'm sure you would agree, you know, men's identity is being so challenged on so many levels, and there is this real sense of alienation, this sense of disconnection, you know, of not being able to engage and to deal with these fundamental issues, and to have a space where that's possible, you know, from my perspective, that's a good thing.
Jane, that was a really good segue into my next question, which is something that I've been thinking about for some time since, you know, I heard about your announcement, and that's related to our audience and the communities that we represent, which are the LGBTI communities. So, I mean, I'm interested in what does Freemasonry mean for men who might be gay or bisexual and even trans? Is Freemasons Victoria open to members who come from those communities?
Yeah, very much so, Catherine, and why not? You know, Freemasons is open to all men, and this issue of trans, I think, is another example of a contemporary issue that, you know, the organisation does need to get its head around in the context of its 300-year history. This was one of the first questions that I asked of the leadership group when I started, you know, my conversations with them, and I was really heartened to hear that it's recognised as a major issue for their attention, and the board is actually considering these issues as we speak. There isn't a formal position as yet, but it's absolutely on the agenda in terms of the trans process and, you know, the opportunities therein. Absolutely front of mind to develop a policy and a position around this, and I'm really confident that it'll be carefully considered in the context of the values, you know, around pride and respect and care and compassion. So, I'm very aware that, that gay men, that hetero men are very welcome and very active in the lodge currently, and why on earth would they not be? But as we, you know, further explore these communities and these issues today, you know, we will take, you know, we will deal with them, you know, head on, and we will actually work out ways to be accessible and to be welcoming to men to come and be part of the Freemasonry movement.
So before we wrap up, Jane, just wondering, I know I'm not allowed to join, and I should probably not mention The Simpsons, but it is like the cornerstone of all my cultural awareness. I thought that you can't join unless you have a family member. How do you go about joining?
No, that's not correct, Amy. Men are very welcome to join. They just need to go to freemasons.vic.net.au, and there is a process of introduction, you know, from another member, but that doesn't need to be of a family connection by any means. It's more about good men supporting each other, and really it's about an endorsement of, you know, this is a man of integrity, this is a good man, you know.
You get a sponsorship from another man.
Jane,
contribute, because if I can just say, you know, the real work of Freemasons is in the community, and, you know, there's so many examples of, you know, significant amounts of money being given to, you know, for example, out in North Brunswick, the lodge there has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Royal Melbourne Hospital and to Northern Health. Out in the east, you know, fantastic special needs kids swimming Olympics, generating a lot of money at Carey Grammar just next month, and similarly, you know, out in the regions, in regional Victoria, you know, breakfast programs for children who might otherwise not, you know, not be able to access breakfast. And so many good examples of giving back to the community, and that is one of the key drivers for many men to want to participate, because it gives a purpose and it builds pride and connection in their community.
Thank you very much, Jane. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on air this morning and to hear about some of your thoughts and ideas around this fantastic new appointment that you've got. Congratulations. We'd love to have you back on air again in, you know, 6 months or so, once you've actually managed to get your feet underneath the desk and get some of those policies in place. So once again, congratulations and thank you for your time.
Congratulations, Jane.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers. That was Jane Sydenham-Clark, the new CEO of Freemasons Victoria.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.